So we've all been there before, quickly scrambling in a freshly starched suit to erect a trade show booth before the hordes of attendees arrive. Now, after every show, after the starch has faded and the rivers of sweat dried up, I am always completely amazed by the speed in which trade shows the size of small cities are installed and then dismantled. What is the unseen force that puts all of the parts and pieces together in such a short time? Hello and welcome to Echelon's 12 for 12, a series of 12-minute podcasts created to inform, entertain, and hopefully inspire creative individuals. As always, this podcast is produced and sponsored by Echelon Design, a world-class team of very cool creative people dedicated to helping organizations build tangible brands, especially in the exhibit industry. My name is Adam Voss. I'm a comedian, a professional MC, and a fellow marketing and design geek, and I will be your host for the next 12 minutes. Lucky you. This past March, I had a chance to sit down with Sandra Braun, National Accounts Director for Nth Degree, and discuss this mysterious step in the process of exhibiting and why it is so important, not only for the exhibit design and marketing organizations, but for clients as well. Let's take a listen.
How long have you been with Nth Degree, and can you tell us a little bit about Nth Degree?
I have been with Nth Degree for 27 years, and we started in the industry as an I&D company, and as our clients' needs started to change, we got more involved in the events, and at that time we said, okay, we need to change our name. We're not an I&D company anymore, so we changed to Nth Degree eventually, and from there, we do more on the event side as well as labor, so it's really changed, like our clients help to change who we are just by their needs and us being able to help them grow at different levels. So when the owner at the time, his name was Jack McEntee, started the business, we were the first independent contractor. So he pioneered the industry.
Gotcha.
And so from there, a lot of other companies obviously spun out from that. And then, as I mentioned earlier, like we saw a niche in the marketplace where there's more than just laborers. Our clients were like, hey, we're doing this little event. Could you help us with this? And then we evolved and got more involved in anything from space and sponsorship sales to users conferences. And now we manage huge events in the United States and outside as well.
So in aggregating the labor for these shows and events, I am sure, I mean, you're an international company, correct?
Absolutely.
So I'm sure each event, each show comes with its own unique set of challenges.
Absolutely. Each industry is very different.
In each industry,
each
right.
Each city is very different.
Right.
And that's where it's really beneficial from having our labor team, even if our labor team's not involved in the actual event per se, they have a lot of experience and contacts within the cities that can help our events team and our clients make sure, you know, we're abiding by the rules and regulations in the cities.
So given that you have over 5,000 projects, how do you manage the workflow?
Well, it all pretty much starts in our corporate headquarters with what we call our war room.
Is this an actual room?
It is an actual room.
Are there wars?
There's not. Well, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Because we're fighting over people at times that, you know, I want this guy, somebody else wants the same person.
Is the war room octagonal?
No.
No.
No. Big rectangle, kind of boring, but no.
But it basically. Okay, so you get in the war room.
We get in the war room, and it has all our cities mapped out. Like on the top, it has all the cities.
So Orlando and Las Vegas.
Yes. New Orleans, yeah. Like you go in there right now, it's Chicago, Orlando, Vegas, and then Denver, a little strip or whatever.
Right.
And it's a six-week look of all the jobs that we have in our system.
Wow.
And so then what happens is, like, say, let's take January for an example. January, everybody's right here in Vegas.
Sure.
So they have these meetings where it involves Las Vegas calls in, the different floor managers that we're going to bring in to help support the many shows going on at the same time they call in, and we map out all the jobs. We find out where the requests are to get the same person in the jobs, yada, yada. And then we figure out how many people we need to bring in. So like we were talking about earlier, we do have to be careful with bringing in out-of-town people into Vegas. they're not supposed to work. And if we bring in out-of-town people when the union's not maxed
you'll
out.
You'll be found in the desert.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And fined on top of it.
And fined, yes.
So, but in January, their unions, of course, always max out, so it's not a problem. So just for instance, in January, we had Builders and SHOT Show going on at the same time. And we had an over 100-person labor call at each show.
Wow.
So to that point,
is that, you know, that's kind of on the large side.
Absolutely on the large side.
That's a good question then. How large have you gone on a labor call?
Well, back many years ago. No, I mean, we've gotten to the point where we had, you know, like if you want to look like overall, you know, like 500 people working at the same time when shows were, you know, like when.
I'm just thinking single show, single event.
Right. Well, probably definitely over 100 to 200.
Wow. So in the 27 years that you've worked, for Nth Degree, I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes. I mean, the industry must have. I just think back of September, 11, 2001, and how that must have affected the industry, especially trying to put all these pieces together when the map is changing.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about that? How that affected your business, or?
I did. Well, just to circle. I mean, I know I've been there for a long time, but I just, you know. I know I'm sounding like an old lady over here, but I just remember when we used to have to write out all of our work orders. So any client that would call and place an order with us, we would have to, you know, write out what's the show name, what's the city, all the details, and to think back, how did we do it back then? And the pagers, you know, like now, you know, you page somebody and they call back. Now, digital media has changed our industry so much. We're now, I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
No, I'm thinking the form company that probably published those forms or printed those forms is no longer in existence.
Right. You know? Exactly. But now, you know, digital media has really changed for us over the years with what our clients' expectations are, because now they want real-time information. So with clients' schedules being more demanding and them not being able to be out on site for the entire installation process, they still want to feel like they're involved in,
Do you have some sort of iPhone or iOS app that you provide them, or how do you give them that real-time tracking?
So our lead people, our project managers, our city managers now have to provide real-time. So they're taking, like, depending on the size of the project and what the client's expectations are, you know, they'll take pictures at noon. Here's where we're at this point. Or they'll do videos. But there's, and to your point, like, there's different things like that that we're constantly having to do depending on what our client's needs are.
Right.
And being able to adapt to that. So not only like our project managers, our lead people, they have to have the resources that they need to be able to do that, and having the right people on the projects to make sure we can make it happen.
Sure. I mean, with this resurgence of, I would say, digital media or digitization, have you seen business increase as well? I mean, demand increase in terms of these different industries? Has it been something that you've noticed cross industry that you're getting busier? I know the recession a few years ago kind of hit the exhibit industry pretty hard.
Right.
Things slowed down. There was less emphasis on face to face. The media and booths, very basic. I was coming from Accenture. We didn't really do a lot. We kind of put everything on hold. Are you seeing now with digital that your clients are busier, you're busier, there's more work out there?
Definitely, absolutely.
Yeah.
We've seen a slow growth. And interesting, we just had a meeting the other day, a company meeting, and we're last year, 2014, we slowly trended up, but we're where we were at after the industry crashed. So it was a slow process, but
amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have any like anecdotes on the best of or the worst of in terms of like the biggest disasters, for instance, that you've dealt with and how you dealt with it, in contrast, one of the best jobs that you've ever done for a client and why it was so good?
Okay, God, there's so many. Which one should I pick?
Well, I mean, we're going to open a bottle of wine in about a second, so.
And then my memory will go. No, I remember this was a couple of years ago, but we had a client walk in. It was actually in Chicago, and she walks into the booth. We had this beautiful double deck booth. Pretty much done. She walks in, she puts her feet down on the carpet. She's like, this isn't cushiony enough for me. We'd like double padding. Okay, we're on it. So it's like things like that. But you know, our team, I feel as if we can make that happen because our team knows what it takes to, okay, this is what we need to do.
How about the best?
The best, Well, I think, you know, one thing that I don't know from what you guys see, but that we see with large projects, that they've changed a lot with the number of vendors that are involved.
Yes.
With the advanced AV and digital technology.
And new media.
Mm-hmm. And new media, which is amazing.
Which we're going to do a show on soon.
Oh, that's neat. Not us. But from our perspective, you know, again, our project managers that are in these large projects, it's different because they have more vendors that they're helping to manage, per se. And so we need to, you know, stay on task with that, making sure that all of us are on the same page with the timelines, the deadlines, staying within budget, making sure we're hitting those customer milestones. Because they're, you know, again, it just makes it a little bit more complicated.
Sure.
When there's more people involved. But in the end, when you see this beautiful project come together, like we just completed Intel at CES, and it was an amazing project, and we are like, okay, this is going too smoothly. What's going to happen? But you know, it's fun to see all those different people come together and make it happen, and now, and not too many crazy stories along the way.
My dear grandmother Mary Jane Kerrigan always used to say, God is in the details. But even as a bona fide heathen, when it comes to the installation and dismantling logistics of large trade shows, I completely agree with you, Gran. And when the sweat clears and the anticipation lapses, I hope you do too. That's our show for today. Thanks to Sandra Braun at Nth Degree for her insightful interview, and thank you so much for listening. Join us next time when we'll be talking about international design and the challenges of cultural translation. For a complete recording of today's podcast, equivalent dives into other engaging episodes, as well as extras, go to iTunes or listen online at www.echelondesigninc.com. Until next time, thanks for joining.